We are Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you, joined by Chattanooga dating expert Brock Olson. And Brock, right now we are helping out Mac. Mac and his wife decided not to buy each other Christmas gifts. They're going to do a trip instead. Use the money for a trip. Great idea. However, his friends are now warning him, you might want to still have something under the tree for her on Christmas Day, just so she can open something. And he's kind of torn. He's like, well, that wasn't the deal. We said we were going to buy the trip. I bought the trip. So what should he do? And he wanted you to ask your female followers, more importantly, because obviously he's getting advice from his buddies. And I think you kind of wrapped it up a little bit before we took our break here, kind of saying that the females are saying, yeah, probably something small would be a good idea.
Yeah, the women were definitely saying, you know, you don't have to go overboard by any means, but something, some type of token, some little gesture, just something showing that you're being thoughtful. Will go a long way. It could be just something for $30, you know, keep it really inexpensive, but just showing that you're kind of paying attention. So people were saying, like, get her something for the trip. So, like, maybe some pajamas or just something to make the trip a little bit more enjoyable, a little bit more fun, making her life just a little bit more convenient. Maybe it's, you could even get some chocolate, some stocking stuffers. I think that's what some people were saying. You know, you can definitely do that. But what I found so interesting about this was that you did direct this towards the women, because the guys were saying you might be setting yourself up for failure if you go off of what you and your girl agreed upon. And I think this is such an interesting thing, because when guys say, hey, we're not going to do anything, we're just going to go for a trip, we mean it. Right. We absolutely mean what we just said. There's no wiggle room. There's no, I said this, but I meant something else. That just highlights how different men and women actually are. Like, the trip is, it sounds great, but women operate in their feelings. So what feels better is getting a gift. The trip is phenomenal, but that woman is going to want to open something because she likes the experience. Women are very experience oriented, and opening something small is going to stimulate that need that she has. So even though she said, I want this, she really wants something else. So I love that your guy friends are in tune to that fact. It was really funny, because I was talking to my wife last night, because I was reading this to her, and she said, oh, just get, you know, all she needs is a little something. I was like, but that's not what they agreed upon. She's like, well, you know, you don't need to listen to us. You need to read between the lines. I'm like, oh, reading between the lines. Here we go.
Gosh,
But yeah, it's just so interesting that we as men and women are so completely different when we make plans, when we have agreements, or, you know, doing what we say we're going to do, whatever that might be. Men look at that very literally. There's very little wiggle room. There's very little gray area. We are black, white. We are one plus one. Like, there is no misinterpretation. So I applaud your guy friends for being in tune with this very real dynamic that women bring to relationships. So everybody was saying the women were definitely get something small. And I agree. Get something small, little stocking stuff, or just a little something that she's able to enjoy that Christmas morning. The trip is going to be great. You're going to make some phenomenal memories, but definitely make sure you're taking care of that silent, unspoken need that is, you know, could set you up for a little bit of a disaster if you don't listen to your guy friend. So yeah, your guys are on the right track here. Definitely get something a little small.
And I think the Christmas morning's always a little fun when you can wake up and open something.
Just a little something.
Just check that box. I know that's how I would kind of feel in
for
the
sure.
same way, to be fair.
For sure.
I'd be like, okay, we got this big trip and everything, but you'd want that, I don't know. There is some type of experience there, that just to get a gift Christmas morning. We're all used to it, waking up. I think it's a good move.
100%. And I love the communication you both are having, and you can further the communication by saying, listen, I have a feeling we're both going to actually want something that morning. Let's just stick to stocking stuffers. Sure. That is another way of making sure you're on the same page, because again, like your guy friends are saying, the last thing you want to do is Christmas morning comes, she gets you something and you've got nothing in return. I've done that once. One time. That was a big mistake. Listen to what everybody is saying on my Facebook, the women in particular, and Yeah, I think you'll be in good hands on Christmas morning.
Yeah, in fact, there was quite a discussion opening up all over your Facebook about this one. This is one of those topics that you feel is kind of harmless, but there's some theories in
there. There were some opinions, for sure. It was a good one. So, Mac, I appreciate you submitting this, buddy.
Yes, thank you, Mac. And thank you, everyone else listening. If you have a question out there, send an email and we'll get it on the air as well. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. Of course, you can follow Brock on social media. He's always posting up different questions and things that people want to discuss. And that's what you can weigh in on the conversation yourself. Don't forget to check out Brock's website as well, brockolson.com. There's also the Mind's Eye up there and numerous other tools that you can use in your everyday life. So check that out. Brock, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Gino.